Welcome, everybody. It is another live pay-per-view preview show. It is a piece of business. It's a work in progress. I'm your host, Brent Piles, at AWIP on your Twitter gimmick. And of course, I can't come here alone. I've got the man who in the middle of this show is going to start doing lat pull-downs. He's too important for jury duty. He is from the village of Canton, Ohio, the mayor of Canton. Mayor, how you doing?
Man, the mayor is doing phenomenal. After that, oh gosh, after that video that you just made, that was incredible. Like, I want to stand up and give an applause to that one because that was really good. That got me more pumped for Survivor Series than the last 3 weeks of wrestling. WWE needs to contact you and ship you out to Connecticut real quick. Because
I'm available for freelance work, WWE. Hit me up.
Yeah, he can still do it from Nebraska. You don't have to go to Connecticut. But
no, I don't. And I don't want to go either. I've been to Connecticut though.
But that was really good. I want to applaud you on that, Brent. You did a great job with that.
I appreciate that, pal. Thank you. And we also didn't come alone. Our first guest we're going to introduce is our pal Jeremy from Louisiana, Southern Fried, Pretty Deadly 11. How you doing, pal?
Doing great, my friend Brent. And yes, I would. Second, the mayor's accolades there for a 2U for that intro. I would stand up and applaud as well, but you distinctly said this was a pants optional program. So we're going to spare the people the punishment and the pain of that sight. But it's great to be back with you. Great to visit with you again, Mayor. Happy to be here on a Survivor Series weekend.
And of course, If there's another guest here, and you got to give him that great introduction that you always do.
Well, I have to do it, you know. I mean, as I say, if you hear my voice, you know that I do not come alone. Joining all three of us from across the ocean and from the future, he is the barroom brawling, disco dancing, dynamite stretching, intercontinental playboy. Folks, he's more over with you than a shiny new stainless steel sink is with the Nasty Boys. At GA WrestleNut, Glenn Abbott. Glenn, I got to ask you a question before we get this show on the road. Have you ever thought, how much thought have you put into the fact that the Nasty Boys' names, the two gentlemen in the team, their names is an allusion to male genitalia?
I had worked that out several years ago, yes.
You given much thought to that?
Not a lot, no.
Oh, okay. All right,
just check. My mind has just been blown. I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, I never really thought about that.
They're nasty, and they love sinks, as we know.
I mean, sometimes you just got to hang your knobs over a sink and let it rip. As nasty as you want to be, baby.
That's all alleged. They're alleged sink pissers, by the way. They're not full-fledged. They're just alleged pink sink
pissers. I mean, I have not been convicted in a court of law. It all adds up.
Can I just say that I agree with the other two that was a brilliant video, apart from one thing. With my little picture in the corner here, it made me look dressed like this, worryingly like the old man from Pawn Stars.
Well, Glenn, perhaps that wasn't what I was going for, pal. You don't know.
That's awesome.
You guys are welcome. So
by the end of the show, you got to call Rick a dummy or something.
Yeah. Something like that. So what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about the Survivor Series matches, but we're also going to watch some 1988 Survivor Series, as we're going to call it, Survivor Series. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to pick one match first, and then we're going to get into our first match of the evening. Are you guys ready to make some picks?
Yes. I'm ready.
All right. Well, here we go. The first one is going to be the 5-on-5 men's Survivor Series traditional elimination match. It's Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory with MVP versus Team SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy, King Woods, Happy Corbin, Sheamus with Madcap Moss, and Ridge Holland. I'm going to let Glenn pick first, and I'm going to ask Glenn, do you think it would be a great idea for Ridge Holland and Sheamus to start a tag team referred to only as the Kiki Blinders. They give you the Kiki Blinders. What do you think about that?
Yeah, all right. That wouldn't be too bad, I suppose.
They can both get the hats in the club. Yeah, yeah. Great. Mm. God, I shot that fucking joke in the face. Anyway, Glenn, go ahead.
It's got to be Raw. that lot of SmackDown are going to end up fighting amongst themselves. There's no way that they're going to actually win that one.
Well, that's, I mean, but we also got, I think Rollins and Owens are on the same team. They might fight with people on their team. That could happen.
Yeah, well, I just think that they'll be too busy beating people up to worry about it.
I guess that's a good point. Jeremy, how about you?
These are so impossible to predict. Anything can happen in these sort of crazy matches. I'm kind of thinking the way Glenn is, in the sense that, or whichever one of you just said it, it has been 45 seconds and I've already lost it. Kevin Owens is playing a big, big, big role in this match. Kevin Owens is going to somehow beat up everybody, and he might be the sole survivor of the whole damn thing. I think Kevin Owens is the linchpin on this match. I don't know what's going to happen, but I figure he's going to be heavily involved in the outcome.
The mayor.
So maybe that means his team wins. Maybe that means he causes his team to lose. I don't know. But he's going to be there in the end, involved in the finish.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay.
Mayor, what do you think?
I got kids. I understand.
I agree with my two friends in the picture frame beneath me. I think I'm not sure which way it's shown on everyone's camera, but with Jeremy and Glenn, I agree with both of them. I think that Raw is the survivors here. And I with the removal of both Mysterios and the addition of was it Lashley and Austin Theory?
Yes.
I just feel like that team is just ridiculously strong. Like, I feel it'll be Owens, Rollins, and Lashley all surviving. And the only way it could maybe possibly swing the other way is if the Mysterios come in and interrupt and knock out maybe a couple people and pull them out, and they just kind of run off and get countered out, like Theory and Lashley. But I still see Raw winning it. I'm not going to talk myself out of this one as hard as I try. I'm not going to do it, guys. Team Raw. I'll stop talking before I do it.
Team Raw. All right, so I thought it was funny in this, like, they ran sort of the same gimmicks for the teams on separate shows. It's just they did it for the women's on SmackDown and they did it for the men's on Raw, where we're just eliminating people and putting back in people for no reason whatsoever other than the reason that we just want to. Just so we can look like dicks. Just so Adam Pearce can look like a dick. Since you all picked fucking Team Raw, I have no choice. I am obligated now to pick Team SmackDown, because the only way I can wrestle that pay-per-view title away from Glenn is if I pick different shit. So I am taking Team SmackDown, SmackDown all the way, pal. All
right.
So there you have it. All right, so we're going to get into our first match. It is the first match from Survivor Series 1988. If you're watching with along with us at a regular day, a different day, Jesus Christ. Maybe I shouldn't have took those edibles before we did this. Anyway, I'm 7 seconds into this thing. I'm going to count down for three. We're going to kick this thing off. And
before you push play, Brent,
yes.
Can I point out right about where the I in series is?
Yes.
Right about there is where I think I am in the crowd. Little Mayor.
Little Mayor.
Outstanding. How old was Little Mayor in 1988?
I would have been 7 years old.
All right.
So... well, I would have been right about I think I was 10 rows back right from where the gate was. Not on the floor, but right where from that gate there.
Very nice.
Richfield Coliseum in the middle of a field. Literally, that's why it was called Richfield. It was in the middle of a field. Nothing there. Nothing
I'm
around
very
it.
Familiar with things being in the middle of a field, pal. I do live in Nebraska, so.
Everything's in the middle of a field in Nebraska.
My house is in the middle of a field, pal. It's not true, but we'll say it is.
Our house... in the middle of a field, our house.
Amazing.
Okay. All right. All right.
3, 2, 1, pow. Here we go. I like the fact that you got a British song in it for our pal Glenn, so you'd be familiar with it. That's nice of you.
I'm sure Glenn was spinning that record back in the day.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I'm sure he was. Jesse Ventura.
What is going on with Jesse? Holy crap.
He came right over on the Mayflower before this.
Yeah, he did.
Survivor Series.
Oh, goodness. Look at that dimple chin, pal. My goodness.
Would you stop?
As we talked about on Gigglemania, Glenn has many Jesse Ventura posters on his bedroom wall.
No, Glenn doesn't have one single Jesse Ventura poster on his
bedroom. Plenty of Zubaz underwear.
Here we go. Oh, God. Everybody ran into the ring like they were fucking insane. Did you see that? Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but the dad in me would have been like, hey, stop running in the house. What are you doing?
Especially with
running with scissors.
You got Bruce running around with bunch of ears.
Very dangerous.
Oh, look at this. Blue. Was this the first time we've seen Blue Blazer? I mean, maybe he's been on WWF TV before this, but the first big Blue Blazer event?
I got to say, it probably was. I mean, this is 88.
Yeah, it would have been.
Glenn's the elder statesman here. He knows the history of this.
Is that Jake Roberts' little brother?
Yes. Sam Houston. Yes.
Okay. I thought that was him. I couldn't remember.
I believe he's still wrestling. I saw some pictures of him on Instagram the other day wrestling somebody.
Wow. He's got to be in great shape.
Well,
not exactly.
Uh-oh.
Beer and cocaine tend to add up.
I see Brent's favorite referee coming down there.
Oh, it's Dangerous Danny Davis, the ultimate AWI Bot Hall of Famer. He's greater than any AWI Bot Hall of Famer ever. Oh, sorry, guys.
Hey, is that Chris Jericho?
Oh, fuck.
That is Bruce Brown. I'm told
that
it's
Greg
the
Hammer Valentine.
Judas in my mind. I hate that fucking song.
In a shoot fight, do you think Bad News Brown could take out all other 9 competitors?
Yeah.
100%.
110%.
Everybody in the crowd. Exactly.
Yeah.
Little Mare. He'd leave Little Mare alone. Little Mare is nice to him. He liked Bad News Brown.
You're not on the hard cam side? Or you're on the – which side are you on? The hard cam side?
I honestly don't know. Okay. I was almost center ring, like about 10 rows back, right from the, not the floor side, but the elevated seating.
Now, hold on, Mayor. You went to a wrestling show and didn't know what side the hard camera was on? What kind of mark are you?
At 7 years old, I probably wasn't processing things like that.
I don't want to hear any excuses, Mayor. I don't want to hear any excuses.
I didn't really know that it was even televised, probably, at 7 years old.
Did you take pictures with your Polaroid camera while you were there?
I'm sure my mom did. Probably plenty of pictures of Rick Rude. The whole film roll is probably Rick Rude.
Glenn, where are you on Brutus Beefcake's pants there?
For the time, they're excellent.
Which leads us to our next question. Glenn, how many of those pair of those britches do you have in your closet? Your shark salad tells me
pants,
once for
Brutus
every day
or
of the week.
Danny?
I'm not even going to.
Yeah, that's true. Whose pants are better, Brutus's or Danny's? Thanks, Bear.
He's already got the sleeper hold on him. Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I feel like it's going to be over real quick for
Danny. Hogan's weed, man. He's taking out my favorite referee ever. God damn it. That don't work for me, brother.
How much Aquanet does Brutus have in his hair right now? Or White Rain hairspray?
Oh, how much cocaine does Warrior have in him right now?
Oh, gosh. Was this the one where they had the pre-taped, I don't know what you want to call it, like backstage promo with Mean Gene where Warrior was passing out on camera?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
I don't know. It was a
Survivor Series one, and he's like shaking his hands, and all of a sudden he just like passes out on camera, and they're trying to like hold him up. No. I don't think it was this one because I'm pretty sure Legion of Doom was there trying to like hold him up. Because he was literally like tipping over.
Do you know why he was passing out, Mayor? The power of the Warriors just ran through his veins! That's why.
The dextrosity's gotten in running through my veins.
He already had too much IcoPro, one or the other. Not 100%.
IcoPro was just literally cocaine. It was the way WWF to sell it.
But you could get it like chocolate flavored.
Chocolate flavored cocaine! Get that muscle. Look at the blazer here doing a fucking
Greg the Hammer's mind was just blown. Like, what in the blue blazer hell did you just do there?
Yeah.
Glenn, when was like the first time you saw somebody do like a head scissors takeover like that?
Probably Dynamite Kid.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
On his second tour back over here after he'd been to Japan and learned you could do that sort of shit.
Did you like, did that blow your fucking mind when you seen it? Were you like, holy fuck, what was that?
Hey, yeah, really. Yeah. it was, we've watched some matches where, you know, they did things for the first time and you could see the reaction from the crowd.
Just like, holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like me watching Rey Mysterio versus the two Ventude Guerrera in 1996, I would have been like, good God, what is this? I've never seen that before.
Yeah, the cruiserweights of WCW were mind-blowing back then. Like, Malenko and Dragon, Ultimo Dragon, like, it was just, and Mysterio, just something out of this world for me to
the
process
thing is,
as a
they
child.
Did flipping and flying shit, but they also, it was believable and they sold the shit. It wasn't just like, we're flipping and flying, doing 100,000 moves a minute. Everything they did made a lot of sense. Now, yeah, now it's just flying everywhere just for the sake of flying everywhere.
I can imagine what it was like for a child watching it, because me as a young adult, it got me into watching WCW.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, they went fast, but they slowed it down at the same time. Like, every move registered and had a meaning. It wasn't just like, all right, this is done, let's pop up and go do something else to the next 10 seconds later. Yeah. Like, everything had a meaning. All that.
I got a comment on the match here. Do we think, let's take a poll here, do we think that Jim Brunzell's wife tie-dyed those fucking britches himself? Do you think that was, that's what happened?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yes, it does. Honey, I'll just put them in the sink with a bunch of different colors. It'll be amazing.
Jim was traveling with like a bottle of like really strong alcohol, like 151, and left it in his luggage, and it spilled all over his pants and bleached them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because nobody would do that on purpose.
Oh, the ghetto blazer. Oh, what a move.
I've got a question for everybody. In all the matches that you have seen Jim Brunzell actually wrestle, how many times have you seen him jump?
Maybe
he did a leapfrog a few minutes ago.
He was more of a frog than a bee.
Yeah. Yeah. What an amazing. Yeah, no, I've always said that. Jumping Jim Brunzell my ass. When did he ever jump? I never saw him jump. When? Oh, fuck.
I want them to give Omos the title Jumpin' Omos. I mean, if they turn Keith Lee into Bearcat, let's make it Jumpin' Omos. Go all the way with it, WWE.
They'll get him released in 5 minutes.
Fucking amazing.
Sam Houston's regretting leaving WCW about right now.
He's going to shake you out of it, my goodness, bro. Yeah. It's like, oh, tremendous sell job by Sam Houston. No, that shit really fucking hurt. That's what he's doing.
This is the time of like the Hogan leg drop and how vicious that one looked compared to Hogan's and all the rest of them that were doing leg drops at that time.
Right.
Outside of Haku, if there was a guy in the 80s, I wouldn't want to fight. He's that man in the ring right there.
Yeah, there is him.
Yes. If Haku's number one, fucking Bad News Browns is 1A.
Well, wasn't Bad News a legitimate judo player?
Yep.
Yeah.
Won a bronze in the Olympics and a gold in the Pan American Games at judo. Yeah. Yep. He's a black belt.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
He could legitimately fuck your shit up. Right now, he's saying Greg Valentine, Chris Jericho, whoever
I
you
done
are,
with Sam Houston.
Tag me in right now or else. Oh!
Well, no, you didn't want to do that.
Nope.
Valentine is immediately sorry.
Go back to your bowling alley, Valentine.
Valentine's going back to work at the cigarette counter, goddammit.
There's some dissension among the ranks.
Yes.
Outlaw Ron Bass trying to play mediator here.
The first time in recorded history that Outlaw Ron Bass was the sensible one.
And Bad News Brown said, fuck this shit, I'm out.
And that's the way you eliminate someone that is strong at the time from Survivor Series without making them look like a goof.
Bad News Brown don't fucking need no goddamn bodies. Bad News Brown.
All
Glenn, I need to know if confirmed or not. Is Bad News Brown in any way related to that guy from NXT, Rampage Brown? Are they related?
Rampage Brown. No. One's British and one's American, but
we're gonna do this. Kayfabe. I'm gonna ask you again. You're gonna say yes.
What I was going to say is that I think that Rampage Brown actually took his name from Bad News.
Makes sense.
I know that he was very influenced by Bad News Brown back when he was a kid. So
his distant uncle.
Yeah,
Uncle Bad News.
Yeah.
Now, Jeremy, do you know if Bad News Brown was anywhere related to Bad News Barrett? Is there any relation there?
100%. Yeah, they had the same mother. They were both born in the mean street of Snookerberry on Trent over there in the UK territory. You know, Snookerberry is the tough streets of Snookerberry. Bad News Barrett and Brown. Yeah, they the scourge of Snookerberry. That's what they were.
Hold the fucking phone. Is that a real thing, Glenn? Is that a shoot? Snookerberry, is that a thing?
You know, Snookerberry, yeah, is notorious. The thuggery goes on.
I don't know if I can take the man and say he's in the Snooker gang, Snookerberry gang. Seriously, I don't know if I can take that serious.
But what if he looked like Bad News Brown?
Yes, that's Snookerberry gang. I'm the gang I've ever seen.
Bad News Brown is the entire Snookerberry gang by himself.
You are he's the
weak. He's the weak one of the Snookerberry gang.
Oh, wow. Goddamn. Well, then I take everything bad I ever said about Snookerberry gang, and I hope they're not watching. So
I love how Warrior is already completely blown up.
He hasn't been in the ring yet, has he?
No. He is gassed.
And Outlaw Ron Bass is literally wrestling in like some line dancing cowboy boots. Those are not wrestling boots.
Well, Mayor, after the show, he's taking his baby line dance and he just pinned Sammy. How you like that?
Warrior had to bump up before he punched him. I hate Warrior so much. God, I want to dig him up and fight him. I hate that man. No.
I want to dig him up and find him. That's a t-shirt, David. Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Oh, amazing.
We're done. We're not getting any better than that.
Oh, fucking hell.
Hit the tagline. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Mayor. That's great. Amazing.
Notice a good blind tag there. A good palm-to-palm, non-backslap tag. These are pros, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Yes.
Even in a non-standard tag team match, like these guys haven't tagged before, and they still pulled that off. Hit the hands, people.
That's right.
Hold the rope and hit the hands, both feet on the mat.
The fans are going nuts here for the Blue Blazer.
Hey, they love the Blazer. He was over. Look at Honky Scurry. That's nice.
I love that Honky Scurry. This isn't going to be so good. Whoop!
Oh!
Is that jumping Jim Bronzel?
Owen just caught him with his nuts.
Yeah.
And nearly knocked him out. That was the thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand how did the Blue Blazer not be more of a thing back in the day? I mean, the over-the-top gimmicks were the thing in the 80s.
But he had a mask. Vince didn't like masks.
That's a good point. Should have had him versus Chris Jericho here in a mask versus mask match. We could unmask and beat Greg Valentine.
And what do you think Owen's height was? Was he about maybe 6'1", 6 foot?
6'2".
I was going to say.
Okay, so he's still a pretty tall guy, but back then, even 6'2 wasn't.
Small, yeah.
Yeah, that was still small back then.
He's the smallest guy in this match by a lot.
Is it me, or is that a sloppy-ass figure four?
I think he's still reeling from the nut shot. The teabag to the face. That'll do it every time.
And Owen's good. The Blue Blazer's gone now, which I'm gonna take a drink to Owen Hart.
Somehow Valentine's outlived half this crew.
Right.
Beefcake,
which
too.
Is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beefcake.
And he still wrestles in AEW every week. Fucking impressive. Fucking impressive. He was in a Minnesota street fight. There was a toaster.
In my mind.
Amazing. Warrior, get your fucking blown up ass down. You're going to hurt yourself.
Warrior has no idea where he is.
Doesn't care either.
No.
No, absolutely not. He doesn't care. So we're down. It's 3-2 here. Beefcake and Ooh. Warrior, the co-captains, versus Chris Jericho, Honky Tonk Man, and Outlaw Ron Bass. Mayor, if you could pick any one of these guys to fight, who would it be? Why is it Ultimate Warrior?
100% Ultimate Warrior. We're throwing fists. He's gonna look at his hands and try to talk to his hands. And I'm going to be throwing hands.
Are you prepared to fight Warrior and Tatanka is what I'm asking you. Are you prepared to talk to his hands? I'm going to be there. So
I'm fighting Warrior today. Dig him up. Fight him. 19. Little mayor right there. That might be me right in the middle of that screen. I was ready to go fight him then, too.
Papa
Mayor had to hold me back. He was like, that's not going to happen, son. You can't do that.
Amazing.
I guess Honky's doing the best these days out of anybody in this match, right? The old silver box Honky Tonk Man.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Does everyone think that Honky Tonk Man is the greatest intercontinental champion of all time still?
Honky?
Yeah.
He's near the top of the list. If he's not number one, he's up there. He's in the discussion.
Yeah.
I think the mayor's going to like my answer. Yes, okay, I was going to say the mayor's going to like my answer, but I'm taking the Miz as my greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. It used to be Chris Jericho, but fuck Chris Jericho, so now it's the Miz.
I mean, Chris Jericho's wrestling right now in this match.
He is.
Actually, he was probably a thrill seeker right about now, wasn't he?
Have we checked the DNA? He might be Jericho's fucking father. This hockey player might not even be Jericho's father.
Right.
And judging by some things that Greg Valentine said about women in wrestling,
I'm sure Valentine spent some time natching around the Calgary territory.
Oh yeah,
yeah, every territory, pal.
That's something you don't see these days. Is a good atomic drop.
Yes, I totally agree.
Nobody ever gets atomic drops anymore.
I actually saw someone recently pull one off, and I was so impressed by it because they went straight into another move. And I want to say it was Ali. Or it was in the Ali Mansoor match. And I don't remember which one did it, but they did that, and then it was like right into a suplex. And it was like, I was impressed. I was like, holy crap, someone's calling back to doing an atomic drop.
Hebner looks like he's throwing something out here, and I don't know who it is, but it looks like he's throwing. Also, so Honky and Briefcake have been counted out, I believe. So they're out of here.
Oh, okay.
We got Outlaw Ron Bass and Greg Valentine, a.k.a. Chris Jericho.
So it's 2-on-1 on the Warrior.
Look at Warrior. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He's kicking out before the pin. I hate you. God, I hate your soul. What is he doing? Why are you kicking out before the pin, you goof? Have you done this before?
I thought nobody could hate on anybody more than I would hate on Chris Jericho during this match, but the mayor has taught me over the Ultimate Warrior. So
I saw Warrior one time live, and it happened to also be the only time I saw Andre, and I got to see Andre the Giant. I was excited, but it was a match with the Warrior, and it lasted about 10 seconds.
That's a goddamn tragedy.
Garbage.
Oh, wait, big back elbow!
Did Warrior
by the
go
hammer.
Over Andre?
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, he ran.
Angry.
Yeah, he ran to the ring, ran the ropes, did his shoulder block thing. You know. Oh yeah. 1, 2, 3. 10 seconds.
Jesus.
And you know what Andre said before the match?
What did he say? Good luck with that in the Warrior. Oh, that was the worst double clothesline. He stumbled. He fell into that double clothesline.
I still see him better shoulder blocks on fucking whatever pay-per-view that was. Oh,
nice,
my God.
Hebner.
Shout out to Hebner. What a guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't even a legal man.
Jumping Earl Hebner.
He's way better than Jim Bronzell.
Hell yeah.
You love watching back the Coco Beware and Big Boss Man match. I'm watching this back hoping that Somehow Greg Valentine wins this match.
One, two, three, that's it. That is it. The Warrior won with a double handle to the head.
Look at his stupid face paint hanging over his stupid face. Get this man out of here.
While we listen to the mayor really hate on the Ultimate Warrior, I got to ask some more prediction questions, and we're going to go with the tag team match. It is RK-Bro, Randy Orton and Matt Riddle, or just Riddle, I'm sorry, versus the Usos, Jay and Jimmy. And I'm going to let Jeremy go first here. Jeremy, who do you think is going to win as the Warriors?
As you all know, I greatly enjoy ass birds. Anytime birds fly out of my ass, it's a party. This right here, this match is going to be your sleeper match of the night. The Usos can go. RK-Bro can go. It's going to be incredible. This right here, I'm calling it the sleeper match of the night. And the winners, RK-Bro.
I mean, do you know what, pal? When I was going to ask you who you thought was going to win, I figured that you were going to say RK-Bro. It was just really a rhetorical question.
Well, you know, since you asked, I answered. It's just good, man.
That's like me saying, who do you think is going to win, Isla Dawn or anyone else? You, I know you.
Isla Dawn has forever won my heart.
I know she has, pal. Glenn, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be RK-Bro, too. Because it will just cause a bit more friction with Roman and the Usos.
It seems like maybe they're going to push for some. Maybe it's. I don't know if it's really time for them to break up Roman and the Usos, but I feel like eventually they're going to have to do that here. So why not start it now? Mayor, what do you think?
I'm actually right along the line of where Glenn said. I think it's going to be like another one of those disappointments for Roman, where the Usos let him down at Survivor Series. He's not going to let him eat any turkey legs or mashed potatoes or stuffing at the table while he's sitting at the head of the table, and they have to go sit at the kids' table. Nice. And eat with I can't remember his name, the kid from NXT that's also their cousin.
Solo
Sikoa is going to be brought up here, and no, I'm not going to say that now, but. Because he's still got a lot of work to do. He's a little rough in the ring.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I see RK-Bro winning this. I actually, they're winning it. I'm not going to. Every time I try to start talking, I talk myself out of my original pick that I have written down.
Did you guys
go RK-Bro?
First of all, you guys in cahoots? Did you guys all call each other and say we're all picking Raw? Okay, we're all going to pick Raw. That's fine then. Fine. That's fine. I'm going to put it up.
Vince had to take his title back. We're keeping the title with us.
I'm going to put up the ones then because I'm picking the Usos. Why not? You guys all picked fucking Raw. I'm going SmackDown. SmackDown all the way, all day. We the ones, baby. The Usos are going to win it.
Brent's been down since day one.
I've been down since day one-ish.
You know what I noticed? That, you know, the Ultimate Warriors, you know, hands in the air gimmick. It's a whole lot like the mayor when he does lat pull down.
Oh.
I can't reach it back there. I can't grab it. It's too far back.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. The next one's kind of a long one. So we're going to watch it and make some picks while we watch it. It is the Million Dollar Team versus the Mega Powers Team, I believe, is the name of it. If you're watching this at a later date, 1 hour, 59 minutes, 11 seconds. And we're going to count down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and pow. Here we go.
Oh, look at Gang coming out here.
One man gang. Realize that he's going to be selling mortgages and doing a podcast in 30 years.
Oh, look out.
You guys ever seen the show Teen Mom? You ever seen that show Teen Mom? Well, there's a guy on there named Gary, and this motherfucker is definitely Gary's father. I don't know if they actually found Gary's father, but that's it.
He's also Conrad's father from the podcast. That man is
a African Dream spread his seed to many villages, if you know what I mean.
Alabama Dream.
Alabama Dream.
Your longtime close personal friend, Ted DiBiase, the mayor.
Yeah. Me and Teddy were just speaking, and we keep talking about the government trying to bring the man down, and Million Dollar Man just keeps rising to the crown. He's not ready to go.
This is a hell of a team, though.
Yeah.
It was a big talk about the Million Dollar Man's best outfit. And this one wasn't mentioned, but that looked sharp, that green.
The green does look
good. You've got the green.
Yeah. It makes sense, pal.
I want to say he wore that on a Saturday night's main event also. I don't remember seeing him wear the green very often, but I think he did wear it on that.
And here we go. The Mega Power team is coming out. This means we're going to get to see Miss Elizabeth, which is always over on this show. Look at that. Just
not mad at it.
Beautiful. Amazing.
I mean, if you're ranking women of the 80s, not to be whatever you want to call it.
Hooligan?
Male?
A hooligan. Miss Elizabeth had to be way up there, right?
Yes.
Yep. Number two behind woman.
Number two behind woman. Okay.
That's fair.
I'm not even talking wrestling. I'm just talking across the board. She's in the 80s. Miss Elizabeth. Wow.
Miss Elizabeth behind woman all the way live.
Yes. The mighty Hercules is out here. Savage is the champ, and he had to come up first. I'd have been pissed.
It's crazy how large all of these guys are.
Like,
everyone in this ring is even Slick. I mean, everyone in this ring is a large, large
man. Coco Beware's the shortest motherfucker in there, and he's at least 6'2". So,
even Savage looks small compared to some of them.
Oh, it's true. Here we go.
That's to have his own entrance. No,
I'm hearing the theme song in my head right now. I'm hawking up. Look, oh, gosh. I can't imagine how happy I was right there in this moment of time.
Yeah, I had that shirt. Yep, all of it.
I guarantee there's a little mare sitting out there with a yellow foam finger right now who's just so excited to see this.
Losing his ever-loving mind.
Everybody in this match came out of Mid-South or Memphis.
Yeah.
From not too many years before this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Oh, he's seething. The boss man's seething of anger.
Sorry. Look at wee little Coco.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it to his face, pal.
He's still jacked to the gills, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of lat pull-downs that Coco Beware.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people say, like, oh, why is Coco Be- like the thing is, like, why isn't this person in the Hall of Fame? Coco Beware is in. But, like, as you can see from, like, when we watched Silly Slam, Coco Beware left a lasting impression on my childhood. So yeah. I don't see how you can say he's not a Hall of Famer. He left every wrestling fan from the 80s, he left a lasting impression. So he's got to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. Very deserved.
Especially with that match against Bossman. That really was.
The thing is what people don't realize about him was he was a main attraction. It was before Raw and SmackDown came along. He was on TV, most TV shows, and at every pay-per-view.
Yep. At this time.
Who was his tag team partner in the Pretty Young Things, the PYTs? Was it Butch Reed?
No. Norvell Austin.
Norvell Austin.
That's why you gotta listen to this show, people. We throw shit at you just ain't never heard before. So
go look up some PYTs, man. They were good
team. Oh, they came out in their Thriller jackets. They were a million bucks.
Jesus Christ, I know what I'm doing when this is over. I'm sweating. Macho really working. It's amazing that Macho and DiBiase start this thing off. Like that's just amazing. You know what I mean?
Everyone that ended real quick. Everyone stood apart. Everyone just stood out. Terry Taylor at the time because he had a red stripe in his hair. But literally everyone was like their own person. They all stood out. It wasn't just like, hey, guy with goatee and shaved head.
Yeah.
That looks like everyone else in the same wrestling trunks.
Speaking of Terry Taylor being in the ring with Hercules, things are getting boring. So what do you say we make a pick?
Oh, let's make a pick.
We're going to have to make a pick. Damian Priest is going to take on Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm going to let myself go first on this one. Jeremy talking about a stealer of the night of that tag team match, which it could very well be. But I think this one right here could be the stealer of the night. We're going to get Damian Priest, who's always great in the ring, versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's really a coin toss, and I can't wait for y'all to just pick fucking Raw the whole time. I'm going to take Raw on this one. You give Damian Priest, the up-and-coming superstar, the win here. I think Damian Priest is an underdog, or maybe a betting favorite to win the Royal Rumble this year. Damian Priest is somebody you should get behind. So I'm going with Damian Priest to win this one. Mayor, what do you think?
I still like Priest a ton. I don't have a lot of explanation on this match. It's hard to pick Survivor Series matches because there's like no build-up or follow-up between the two competitors afterwards. So it's really hard to pick. A lot of times I just want to be like, yeah, there's really no winner. Someone's just going to interfere. I like Priest. I agree. I'm going with Priest.
The Hulkster's about to work over King Haku, which, you know, if this was a shoot, he'd just rip his fucking eye out. Jeremy, what do you think? Who's winning?
Well, to be fair, other than Roman Reigns, I don't know who's on Raw or who's on SmackDown. So, you know, well, take that for what it's worth. But Shinsuke, it doesn't hurt him to lose this match. A good babyface match here. I'm going with Priest.
Glenn was shaking his head as you said that. We're going to let Glenn pick now. Glenn, what do you think?
I'm going with the rest of you. That's why I was shaking my head. I cannot find any reason for Shinsuke not to put over Priest.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt Shinsuke at all. They're trying to push Priest, so it's got to be clean sweep for Priest.
There we go. It's a clean sweep for Priest. It's okay, because I already picked two other ones. It's fine. No big deal. I'm already ahead. It's fine. If I win, anyway. Oh, I was going to really comment about how happy I was to see Akeem, the African Dream, take on Don't Go Messing With the Country Boy, Hillbilly Jim. So,
rumor on the street, Hillbilly Jim is still giving his Hall of Fame speech.
That's why I love you, pal. I was just thinking the same thing.
He's still speaking at the podium.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's going to smash them nuts. Oh,
no.
He stomped the gut. He stomped the gut instead, pal.
Here comes Coco.
There we go. If Coco gets pinned first, to quote our friend Rob, I'm calling Jesse Jackson.
Oh.
Shout out to Rob. Shout out to the Mindless Wrestling Podcast, guys.
To go back to Hillbilly Jim. Do you think he's freeballing under there?
100%.
He's just wrestling in those overalls, and clearly they're over balls because there's nothing else under there.
Oh, nice. I like that. Overalls.
Overballs, that's a t-shirt.
And I know what Glenn's gonna be wearing to the club this weekend. Just some overballs.
Overballs. Yeah,
every day when I feed the cows, it's nothing but overballs, pal. That's all it is. Oh, fucking amazing. That's great. The Mega Powers working together now. Nobody's been eliminated yet, which is surprising to me.
I have a feeling Terry Taylor isn't going to outlive a big boot and an elbow drop, though.
Taylor's not going to kick out at two.
Bye-bye, Taylor. He ain't going to kick out.
Shout out to Glenn's buddy, Andy.
Oh, it's all breaking down.
Hashtag fuck Terry Taylor.
Hi, Andy.
These fucking assholes are celebrating like you won. You got to fucking eliminate four more people, you dick faces.
They don't understand. The match was to eliminate Terry Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor the whole time. Beat him, we'll clear the ring, and y'all whip his ass some more.
Ooh, yeah, that red rooster, uh-huh. He's a real cock, uh-huh.
He doesn't know how to snap into a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah. Oh, God. Amazing. What a show. What a show we're doing here. Amazing.
I love that the Mega Powers synced their tights together and had some good yellow colored there.
And then they had Jim Bronzell's wife put them in the kitchen sink for him. Dime yellow. The African Dream, Hakeem, would say, "Hey, Jive Turkey, why don't you give me some ideas on how we're going to win this match, brother?"
I love Slick and There's two of my Mount Rushmore right there, managers.
You can see why, with this shambles of a team with Ted DiBiase's millions, that he went, I need a big fuck off dead man. The next time that I have a team on Survivor Series, I'm going to have a dead man involved.
He should have just got fucking four Samoans. I don't know what the fuck he's wasting his time for. I would have just got four Samoans. Are you kidding me?
Any Samoan, it doesn't matter. Just go grab four. Anybody says to me,
"What four guys are you taking in your Survivor Series match? A fucking Aku. I'm taking the Tongan Kid and Roman Reigns, motherfucker. That's my team.
6-year-old Roman Reigns at the time, or whatever.
Yeah, he'd still be. Whoop your ass. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he probably came out with a tribal tattoo just right out the womb.
Absolutely did. They all did. Everybody did. Elder Taggin and Hercules, who refused to be Ted DiBiase's slave.
What is that? No, not me. What was that little tiptoe dance he did? Did you see that?
I did see that. Beautiful tiptoe dance by Hercules.
Because when you run fast at a guy, you run on your toes.
Hold on. Yeah. I mean, you guys can talk, not just me. What's up?
I was actually like in the moment watching Hercules wrestle Haku, just imagining like, man, this is great stuff right here. Like, just if that. Everything I think about back in the day, I'm like, if a real fight broke out between these two guys.
We start with a game. You know, you wouldn't want to pick a fight with. He was called the one man game for a reason. Whether they call him Akim, African Dream, or whatever. It's still.
Yeah, one man gang, Akim. He was like, what, 6'7", 6'8",
yeah.
400 pounds?
Ultimately, yeah.
That's a large man. I mean, it's strange seeing him in there with like other people that are that big, but stick one man gang in a ring today and see how large he looks.
Yeah, right.
Until I saw Andre, Gang was the biggest human being I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he is a humongous individual. Because I saw him back in his one man gang days when it just was such a large guy.
Don't
go messing with a country boy unless you got an ass like that. Because
speaking of that, them Samoans are built different.
They're built different, pal. Oh, big jump! Here we go!
Off the fire! Coco's going! Let's go! Let's go!
Oh,
with the ear clap!
My action figure, goddammit! Oh, fucking! They tagged in Hogan, goddammit! I want Coco to be wearing a fucking Hogan. So it's time to pick another match. You guys ready? Let's do it! All right,
let's go.
We're going with the Raw Women's and SmackDown Women's 5-on-5 traditional tag team match. We got Team Raw, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina Vega, my favorite wrestler, taking on Sasha Banks, my second favorite wrestler, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya, and Toni Storm, my third favorite wrestler, and my wife's favorite wrestler. Mayor, I'm letting you pick first. Who you got in this one?
Can you name the first person you said that was on the SmackDown Women's roster?
Sasha Banks.
Yep, that's who I'm picking. It doesn't take a lot for me. I can't pick against her. Sasha Banks, Team SmackDown wins. I won't even go on anything further.
That's fair. I'll go second here. I was going to save myself for last, but I thought maybe you guys would think I'm ripping you, so I'm not going to do that. But Coco's back in here, and he's a house of fire. He's driving fucking drop kicks on the African Dream, Akeem. Oh! In my opinion, Coco Beware will always be the African Dream. Anyway, this was a tough one for me because, like the mayor, I do love me some Sasha Banks, but I also love me some Queen Zelina Vega. So, you know what? I've been riding SmackDown this whole time, so I'm going to ride SmackDown one more time. I'm taking Team SmackDown. That's who's going to win. Jeremy, what do you think? Is Coco just going to eliminate it?
Yeah, Coco just got boss manned.
Yeah.
Hate to see it. Pour one out for Coco.
I need
the Women's Survivor Series match. This is going to come down to Sasha and Bianca. And Bianca, they do not stop the momentum with her. They give her the win for her team. So whichever night of the week Bianca is on, that's the one that wins.
So for those of you scoring at home, Jeremy has taken Team Raw. Glenn?
And I am going with my tag team partner.
There he
goes. I think it's going to be Raw as well.
They're hoping to tie so they can keep this thing. I know. I see what you fucking guys are up to. I don't know.
Champion retains on a draw, pal.
Since we did not bring it up, and I'm pretty sure I'm up to date on this, but there is a mystery partner on the SmackDown side, correct? I don't believe that they've named the final SmackDown women's competitor, did they?
They did. It was Toni Storm.
Oh, yeah, they did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember. I thought that there was still one more mystery partner.
If you guys don't know the backstory behind me saying that Toni Storm is my wife's favorite wrestler, I was watching NXT one time and Toni Storm showed up and my wife walked into the room and said, "Oh my God, look at that girl's ass." That's exactly what my wife said. I'm not making this up. She talked about it for a couple more minutes and I was like, "Well, that's your favorite wrestler, isn't it?"
I mean, it's something you just can't overlook. Let's just say that.
I knew I liked that Mrs. Pyle.
Oh, God, Boss Man is spent. He's written Hogan dry and put him away wet. My God, pal.
Hang on. Someone just rang my doorbell. The mayor will be right back. You're good. Don't make hits without me.
Warrior. He heard you.
The warrior is the camera with you. We need to see this. Dream match.
If the warrior appears now on the mayor's camera, or he comes back with warrior paint, we really should have worked this out before the show.
Yeah, he should have told us this gimmick was happening, right? So we've got Coco's been eliminated, and the Red Rooster has been eliminated. The two birds are out of here.
That's right.
Busman went for his shower during the break.
Look at Virgil. Virgil hadn't done a goddamn thing this whole time. He's been out there the whole time.
Virgil never did a thing the whole time that he was with Ted DiBiase. It wasn't until after he left him that he actually started wrestling.
But he hadn't even tried to do any manager or valet shit. He's just standing there thinking about meat sauce.
It was absolutely rubbish. He never even did anything.
He's just thinking about his fuck money, pal. That's it.
That's right. Yeah. Worried about getting to Olive Garden before the...
He's also... I also heard he was... If the boys needed clean pee, Virgil was the guy to go see. That was the gimmick.
You got to have one of those guys on your roster.
You do.
Clean pee guy.
I wasn't the Ultimate Warrior. Thank God.
Oh! Did you whip his ass?
It was the Warrior. You fucked him up, right?
Oh, it was the Warrior, yeah. I wrapped his head around with those stupid... Whatever those things are, hang from his arms.
He didn't even have a chance to call Tatanka. He didn't even have a chance. Here we go.
Atomic drop. Oh, another atomic drop.
Rick did the best atomic drop sell, but Ted DiBiase is number two. Oh, here we go.
Ted DiBiase.
Slay's about to whoop his ass.
Straight out of Mid-South Wrestling, 1984. DiBiase and Hercules.
And Coco wasn't there, was he?
No.
That was Memphis?
Coco was in Memphis.
I should have known that because I was in Memphis in
1984. Well, goddamn.
Yeah, I was born in Memphis.
Really? That's where I was? Really? Well, I wasn't born there. I moved there before I was 1 year old.
Oh. I wanted to start singing Walking in Memphis.
We got the hell out of there, didn't we? Yeah. My goodness.
He's a I tricked myself. He's up for day job. It's my day job.
All the baby faces are getting cleared out of this match. It's about to be heels on Mega Powers.
Hercules went on to have a great run in Disney movies, though.
Fuck yeah, he did. Yeah.
Took me a second.
Jeremy's like, what?
Wait a minute.
Took me a second.
Oh, Teddy's out of there.
DiBiase is out of there.
Just like that.
Oh, man. Boss Man and Haku.
They really did get Taylor out of here in 5 minutes and then decided to go another 20 before anybody else would be pinned.
They really did.
Golly, they hated that guy.
Yeah. You're like, fuck that guy. We only got two matches left to pick, right? Yeah,
the two big title matches, right? Two singles matches?
No, yeah, they have, also have a, we have a three. Battle Royal.
Jerry, yeah, we have the Battle Royal as well.
Oh, hey, I don't know. I can't pick a fucking Battle Royal. Come on, get out of here.
Terry Taylor was that guy that when you were kids was always the last one to be picked on a team. We don't want him. Well, we don't want him. Well, somebody's got to have him.
I pick Haku to win the Battle Royal at Survivor Series.
he's winning that thing, pal. You're absolutely right.
One of those guys that could have the title anytime he wanted it, and there was nothing anybody could have done about it.
Yeah.
He still walks around with the crown to this day, and no one has ever challenged him over it.
Everybody just bows when they see him. I know if I fucking would. They're really working Hogan's kidneys here. Am I? Oh, headbutt!
Oh, the wedgie! Oh. The wedgie! Oh,
wedgie!
The most devastating move in wrestling history. The wedgie.
Hey, you don't want to get a wedgie from the Big Boss Man.
No, it's a Big Boss wedgie. If you know what I mean.
That's what serving hard time means. Is just getting a wedgie.
You better watch it, punk. You'll be getting a hard wedgie. If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia, get out of line. I'm going to give you a hard wedgie. Yeah, it's a hard wedgie. You better watch it, punk. You'll be getting a hard wedgie. That's on my Christmas album. Check it out, people.
It's amazing that nobody, when they wrestled the Boss Man, died through drowning.
That man did sweat a lot.
Lay on him. He pins you. You're going to absolutely die of drowning.
Imagine if he put you in a headlock. It's over.
Yeah. Well, you see, oil and water don't mix. So if you get enough baby oil on you, that water just runs right off like a freshly waxed car.
Luckily, the last two men in this ring are covered in baby oil.
Yeah.
Wrestling him.
That's a sentence that's never been said in human history.
We're breaking ground here today, people. We are breaking.
Oh, he's got the tongue and death grip on him.
Oh, that's right. Devastating.
Hogan. There's no way Hogan can get out of this, right?
No, absolutely.
Give me the whole cup. Of course he is.
Glenn, why do you hate to destroy my dreams? God damn it. Next thing you're going to tell me is that Coco Beware is never going to beat the Big Boss Man at fucking SummerSlam 88. Is that what you're going to tell me?
No, I'll never tell you that.
Thank you.
One of these days, you're going to watch that and he's going to win.
I fucking hope not. I fucking hope not.
I really want to edit the video. If I had video editing skills, I would find a match where Coco pins Boss Man and stick it in that match and
yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a fucking question. Do you think I haven't scoured the internet for that? Of course I have.
Okay, I just want a match where he's pinning him for making a pinning predicament, and I'll just extend it an extra second.
No, you just need to find three separate times that he got a one count and put them all together.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm doing on Sunday.
Oh, the Boss Man Slam.
That's got to be it, right?
It's got to be it.
Dumbass. Why is he pinning?
Well, why is the ref doing? What are you doing, Earl?
Put your motherfucking hands down. You guys
what
ever
is
seen
Earl
the movie?
Doing?
He's you guys ever seen the movie Coach this. Carter? You guys ever seen that movie?
No.
With Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, look at me. I tied that shoe. I did that. High five. Put your hand down. What is wrong with you? Oh, fuck.
Going up top.
Holy shit. There's no
this
way.
This isn't going to end well.
No.
No.
The first thing to hit the canvas was his fucking toes.
Boss man looks like me at Thanksgiving when they bring out all the good food to start, and I'm trying to jump in front of everyone before they get to it. That's me right there. I have that same move, save for Thursday.
The Macho Man is a house of fire here, just knocking down everybody. Hogan's on the outside.
Oh, Slick!
Get him?
He did. He got him with the cane.
He did.
Doctor of Style.
the doctor.
Gotta watch a slick cane.
You gotta pay double for that kind of action usually.
The thing is, this is the mega powers against three guys that you legitimately wouldn't want to shoot fight under any circumstances.
Oh, get your hands off of Elizabeth.
No, sir. I will not stand for this. Unhand her, sir.
You may have been a pimp, but she was not one of your girls.
No.
Here comes Miss Elizabeth. No, guess I'm good. The whole train.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. She was not a member of the whole train. Oh, now look at Bossman looking very sexual, very tight with his buttons all unbuttoned, pal.
Yeah, God damn it. Burst out of that shirt.
And I got to do it. There's no way other way to do it. But congratulations to the Big Bow Bossman's from Under Cheese, the newest member of the AWI Pod Hall of Fame. It's in there with Jeremy, EPL and NFL in your Twitter gimmick. At GA Wrestling Night, Clint Abbott's in there. Even the mayor of Canton. And also the boss man's from Under Cheese. Congratulations.
It looks like the boss man just jumped off a slip and slide.
Fucking Hogan. So does Hogan, too. Hogan just got out of the swimming pool, pal. It was all
vegetable oil, though.
You know why I use vegetable oil? Because Andre said, no baby oil! That's why.
Smart.
I'm going to have no voice to yell at the Nebraska game. God damn it.
Referee's just totally ignoring the fact that they've got Hogan handcuffed to the rope.
I look like he was doing the Yeti's wrestling move from Halloween Havoc 1995 to him there.
That's right.
Bossman's got the shirt all undone.
Ooh. Man.
I don't know about
got the handcuffs.
The gentle caress from behind. But
I don't know about you guys, but I am sweating.
That's not undone. That is actually burst out of that.
Like a baked potato.
Without mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise.
Shout out to Miss Manson. No mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise.
Mrs. Manson, I'm sorry.
Oh!
That was a dirty move there, boss man. Big Bubba.
Every move that you do with your cane is dirty. That's got to be a disqualification, right? They're choking with the nightstick. They push the referee. That's a disqualification.
They've got a man handcuffed, and they're hitting another man with a nightstick.
Nightstick. And then when the referee tried to intervene, he pushed the referee over.
Right.
They could have all gone.
No, there's a theory. He's tossed him out.
Okay. The African dream's out of here. He's back to Nigeria with Apollo Crews.
I love that they put Akeem on the back of his shirt. Like, what was the necessity for that?
Not to confuse him with anybody else.
Yeah. How are you going to confuse a 6'8", 400-pound man? Nope, that's Akeem. I think I recognize him.
Yeah. Mayor of Canton, how are we going to not recognize a man with a blue-coated headset, some fucking sunglasses, and a Harley-Davidson coat if you didn't put Mayor of Canton underneath your fucking name, okay?
That's true.
Boss Man's out of here, too. So it's the Mega Powers versus Haku, which is a mega power in itself.
That's uneven. I mean, Haku still has the advantage here.
Yeah. Well,
where's Hogan?
Especially Hogan's chained up still.
He's still tied up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that. We got some bondage going on. Where's Demolition when you need him?
Woo.
Was Haku king yet at this time?
No. Yes, he was King Haku. Yes, he was. Yeah, because I put some promo videos out before this, and one of them he goes, "They will bow before the king." Yeah, so,
okay. he came to the ring and his crown on there.
Was he the second king of the ring?
So other people won it. Who won the tournament at Wrestling Challenge?
I'm not counting the first one because it wasn't really a king of the ring. Who was it as the first one?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I'm not 100% sure. It might have been Harley Race.
I want to say it was Duggan.
It might have been Duggan. You might. God damn it, Mayor of Canton. No,
I don't know. Well, we can look it up later.
No, I'm looking it up now. You keep this show rolling.
All right, so we got Haku going for a devastating dropkick.
Macho Man's looking
for his corner, but Hogan is nowhere to be found.
Tag in Elizabeth. Let her get in there and whip some ass.
Goddamn, pal. I'm on board. I can't see it.
Oh, no Hogan.
There's no Hogan to be found. Trying to think, what about the ice cream bars? Was Haku at? Was it King Haku on the ice cream bar? I think it was.
Yeah, but if you try to eat it, he'd punch you in the throat. So
you couldn't eat that one. You just had to let it melt.
The first WWF King of the Ring in 1985 was The Rock, Don Morocco. He defeated.
Wow, that's a trivia question finals. Right there.
There you go,
Don Morocco. You said The Rock, and I'm like, huh?
It was like you fight what the was he, warrior
eight,
as a child.
8 years old.
Get the key, Elizabeth.
Luckily, the key's in Slick's pocket, so that's good.
Would you stick your hand in Slick's pocket?
Absolutely, I would, pal. Any day of the week. Twice on Sundays.
We've got business is about to pick up now.
Yeah, Hogan's been uncuffed. He's making his way to the ring corner. Hopefully he grabs that ring, that tag rope. Hopefully he's grabbing that tag rope. He doesn't have his hands on it, so this is all bullshit.
The agility from Haku.
Oh, that's got to be it.
Oh,
right?
That was snug. That was stiff.
Oh!
See, when he was up there, he forgot to say, oos, oh, before he jumped. Otherwise, it would have been a pin.
God, yep.
Oh,
dang.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the Hulkster. He didn't. Oh, he's hulking up already. He's hulking
One,
up already.
Two, three.
And,
ropes.
Oh, God.
Boot.
Are you kidding me?
Elbow drop or leg drop.
Oh, no. Wow. He's doing something else.
Boy, he's picking him up. Oh.
Oh, big body slam
in here.
When it's Haku, you got to get the extra body slam before
that's
the
right.
Leg drop.
That's fair. That's fair.
One, two, three.
Oh, the Hulkster. He jumped up a little early.
Came in here for 30 seconds and stole all the glory.
Yep.
He is the winner. He's consoling his partner. Oh,
nice
there we
work
go.
On that video. That was beautiful.
Thank you. You're going to join us. It's the AWI Pod Rumble 2. We're all going to have a team. Pick your team. We're going to play a fun little drinking game. I don't know if Jeremy even drinks. Jeremy, you drink?
Not as much as I used to, but, for you, Brent, I'll do it.
You can drink coffee if you want to. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is if you want to be on Team Jeremy, you're going to fucking drink for him.
Hell
I know
yeah.
Glenn drink. I know Glenn drinks. I know I drink. And I know the mayor drinks. So we're going to have a fun time. It's going to be the AWI Pod Rumble. That's coming in January. It's going to be a great time. But before we get out of here, we got to make our last two picks. That was a lot of fun watching the Survivor Series matches. As always, it's a great time when Glenn and Jeremy join us. So that was a lot of fun. I haven't laughed that hard since the last time I watched the Mayor of Superstars with the Mayor. So
I'm still stuck on overballs. That's just good shit.
That was overballs.
Amazing. So we got the SmackDown Women's Champion versus the Raw Women's Champion. It's Charlotte Flair taking on Becky Lynch. I don't think I've made the mayor go first, have I?
I don't think so.
I did. I think you picked first the last time because you picked Sasha Banks. So I'm going to let Glenn go first. Glenn, what do you think? Who's going to take it? Is it Becky Lynch or Charlotte Flair?
That's a hard one, this one.
This is the hardest one, I think.
The hardest one. Okay, go Charlotte.
Charlotte, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go next. And then, like, I don't know if this whole how much they like each other or dislike each other is all a work. And they're just working me. A part of me wants to hope that it is. Just because I like to get worked. I know some people, like, on the internet get mad when they figure the wrestlers have worked them. But if I can get worked, then that's the best thing for me because that's what I'm looking for. But, like, I have no fucking literal idea. So, I'm going to take Becky Lynch just because. Ever since Becky Lynch came back, I think everything that she's done has been really good. She hasn't lost a step at all in the ring. And I think some of us may have maybe we lost sight of how good she actually is in the ring because we just think about the character work that she's done, but she's really good in the ring too. So I'm just going to take Becky Lynch just because I don't fucking know. So Becky Lynch is going to win this thing. Jeremy, what do you think?
I have no idea what's going to happen in this match, but I'll just go with what I would do. If I had the pencil and I was booking this thing, this would be a no finish, and no one would get their shoulders pinned so that they got something to work towards for the future. So my official prediction here, no finish. Neither person wins.
That's probably the best way to go. Mayor of Canton, you got the knowledge of what Jeremy just dropped on us, which is the best way to go. So what are you going to do?
Well, with most Survivor Series, I agree with Jeremy. Like, I don't want to see any champion lose to another champion. Like, that's where I've been stuck on a lot of these matches. Like, I don't want to see either person lose. I don't know how they pull that off outside of maybe, like, have a Bayley come back and interrupt a match or an Asuka, something. So one of them has to come back to make that happen. I don't think you just have a disqualification out of the blue because they pretty much let anything go on anymore. But I don't see Becky losing. I don't really see either losing. So this is a tough pick, but I'm going to pick Becky just because that Becky wins because they're already setting up a match after that with Liv. And I see zero chance in hell Liv wins the championship, but they're at least setting up a program after that where with Charlotte, I don't think they've built up anything. I can't think of any future.
Well, Tony Storm came out on SmackDown and challenged her to a match after Becky Lynch, so they've kind of planted the seed for Tony Storm. So
yeah, I think that might be down the road, but I'm just going with Becky Lynch just because it seems like they've really been building up a feud with her and Liv, and Charlotte until yesterday didn't have like a program really set up afterwards. So I'm going to go Becky. I don't want to see either of the champions lose between Big E, Roman, Becky, Charlotte. I don't want to see anyone lose. Like, find a way
Bad news, pal. Guess what's coming up next?
Bad news, Brown's going to win the match between Roman and – actually, he's going to win the match between Becky and Charlotte. He's coming out and taking them all.
All right, next question, Mayor. If the spirit of Bad News Brown comes back to battle, the spirit of the Ultimate Warrior, who do you think wins?
Oh, God, I'm putting all my money on Bad News Brown. Okay, yeah, Becky wins.
Becky wins. Well, this will be the main event of the evening, and I'm going to let Jeremy pick this one first. It's Big E versus Roman Reigns. Jeremy, is there any way in hell that they somehow let Big E get the win here? AWI Ball Hall of Famer, dude is here.
Dude is in the house. We got to run in here. I say this about every Roman Reigns title match. When asked if he is going to win or lose, just look at the guy. He ain't losing. There ain't no way. I'm sorry, Big E. You're great. I love you. I appreciate everything you are and everything you will be. But just look at Roman Reigns walking to the ring. You don't beat that guy until Roman decides it's time to go make movie.
We're jumping from piece of business to AWI Pod. Mayor, who do you think's going to win?
Roman Reigns is winning. There's no way they're beating Roman Reigns at a meaningless Survivor Series. I don't see any way possible outside of The Rock coming back for his 25th anniversary or whatever it is, interfering in the match and setting up a WrestleMania main event down the line, which I don't see happening. But there's zero chance Roman Reigns doesn't win this match, in my opinion, but Roman Reigns wins. Look at the guy.
Yes, look at him. Glenn?
Roman, but not for the same reasons as those two. I think they've been building for it for weeks now, where the Usos, they come down. I think Big E goes to pin Roman. The Usos pull him out of the ring, give him a beating, chucking it back in. Roman gets the win. I think that way they make Big E still look strong and give Roman the win.
God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. You guys are forcing my hand. I'm doing it. Big E is going to beat Roman Reigns tonight. I don't know how. I don't know why. Maybe Xavier Woods gets involved and helps Big E win and they further build that story. Really, the only reason why I'm picking Big E is because all you motherfuckers picked Roman. So
is Kofi legitimate injured? Is Kofi real?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's a shoot injury.
Okay.
Damn, I love Kofi Kingston. It was funny. I was telling I was watching SmackDown last night while I was laying in bed, and I was telling my wife, like, man, what am I going to do? Am I going to pick Big E or am I going to pick Roman? I said, well, Jeremy's going to pick Roman because he always says, well, just look at him walk into the ring.
Yeah.
So I figured all you guys are going to pick Roman. So I'm just picking Big E because y'all all picked Roman. Somebody's got to be fucking different up in here and make a splash. And it's got to be somebody. That somebody's going to be me. Well, that does it for this live show. I'm going to let Jeremy and Glenn plug all their shit first before we get out of here. Make sure you do that. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, we will be recording tomorrow. Our Piece of Business podcast usually comes out every Sunday. Tomorrow, we will be talking about both the NXTs, NXT Tuesday and NXT Thursday. And boy, howdy, there's some stuff to say about one of those shows, that's for sure. Glenn, take it from here. What am I forgetting?
Not a lot. We do our usual plugs on our show. All I will say is that I've got a busy week this week, podcasting. Today, we do our show tomorrow, and one day next week, I think it's Tuesday, I'll be sitting down with the aforementioned Andy from Bang Bang Podcasts and doing a special for him as well, where we'll be looking at Smoky Mountain Wrestling from 1993, which involves the Gangsters versus the Rock and Roll Express in a street fight.
Main event anywhere in the country.
Anywhere.
That's can't I miss mean, right there.
They built that as so special that they did not show it on TV. It was a dark match that they did after the TV. And
you had to buy a ticket to see it.
Yep.
That's how you do it, pal. The mayor of Canton, me and the mayor of Canton do a show called The Mayor of Superstars where we watch every episode. Superstars available on the Peacock gimmick. Get your cock up and watch it with us. And when we do the shows, we always do them live. So whenever we do the show, you'll probably know 3 or 4 days in advance. We'll be on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. We always do it live. Mayor of Canton, you got anything else you want to plug?
Man, I don't have anything to plug other than Marcel Bartel's sweet turtlenecks. no, I don't know.
Member of the Shield.
Yes, very good.
I love Imperium. I love Boss all baby. The members.
Boss baby, that's right.
Yeah, I can't get enough of Imperium. Like, give me more of them, those guys, all of them on the
Don't you love how one of them's talking Italian, one of them's talking German, and the teleprompter guy already has the text on the screen before they finish the sentence. Glorious.
I'm just imagining that both of them still don't understand one another, and they're just nodding at each other.
No clue.
Like,
what
one's speaking
saying
in German, the other one's in Italian. It's just great.
It was like
television.
When Glenn asked Jeremy if he when Jeremy asked Glenn if he was short on Boggle, I'm like.
On Boggle, okay. I'm lost on that.
Toilet paper, pal.
Yeah, if you enjoy them as Imperium, go back into the archives and watch some Ringkampf.
Ringkampf, okay, yeah.
The original involving Walter and Marcel Bartel.
There we go. Check that out. Well,
they are some vicious.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at AWIPod. Make sure you give us a subscription on Twitch. We are back on Patreon. So if you, for some reason, like this show enough to give me a little bit of money every month, I would appreciate it. Shout out to
the guys. That again now, are we?
I'm back on that again. Yeah, pal. I don't have a job right now, so I got to do something. anyway. Shout out to the guys from the Mindless Wrestling Podcast. Shout out to the guys from the DDT Podcast. Their 300 episode is coming up soon. DC and Doc. Shout out to everybody in the Bestie Chat. We have a lot of fun in the Bestie Chat every week. Make sure you listen to Piece of Business. If you haven't heard Jeremy break down NXT 2.0, then you really haven't heard anybody break down NXT 2.0.
Somebody needs to break it down to the ground.
I'm like, man, you guys need somebody else to record with you tomorrow because I kind of want to hear that. But that's fine. I'll listen to it later.
Jeremy, can I ask you one thing?
Yep.
I'll say it quietly so no one, the rest of the world, be kind to my girl, JC Jane. Don't say anything bad. She tries her hardest.
You can't do it.
She fell on her ass getting in the ring, pal.
That's all we can say.
I have a feeling that we're going to have a bit of this coming tomorrow.
I can't wait to listen. It's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, make sure you check out Piece of Business. Follow Glenn and Jeremy. Follow me. Follow the mayor. Get ready for the AWI Pod Rumble. It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody enjoy your Survivor Series weekend. And we are going to catch you down the road.
Bye.